There's a great little thing about worry. There ain't no sense in worrying about the things you got control over. Because if you got control over them, there ain't no sense worrying about it. Now that only leaves 50% of the rest of the stuff. Let's deal with that. There ain't no sense in worrying about the things you don't have control over. Because if you don't have control over them, there ain't no sense worrying about it. Now you've dealt with everything that you ever had to worry about. So it makes worrying about anything pretty silly, doesn't it? Pretty silly. So what I want to do is alleviate the worry about the things you got no control over. And to understand that you have control over a lot more than you ever dreamt you had control over in your life when you become enlightened. And what is enlightenment? Read the Bhagavad Gita, one of the most ancient books on our planet. You know what it says about enlightenment? Before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. That's it. That's it. You're not going to change too much about what you do, but you're going to be so thrilled at chopping wood and carrying water. I mean, you're going to go, wow, what is this water? Whoa, you're going to love the water and the wood, and you're going to be so grateful for being here to chop it. But you're still going to chop wood and carry water, whether you're enlightened or not. So you might as well get to the enlightenment part of it and enjoy it all right? A big part of what I really firmly believe is that you will never be enlightened. You will never get to the highest level, whatever you want to call it. Self-actualization, Maslow called it. I call it no limit living and the sky's the limit. Inner directedness, what Riesman called it. Call it what you want. You don't get to the top in that area of your life unless you're doing what you love and loving what you do. You've got to be in harmony. You will not be there. And it's a simple thing. And what I want to do is take some of these principles that I have been studying for years and how they all apply in your life. And one of them, one of the reflections of one of them is you've got to do what you love in order to have abundance in your life. And it doesn't mean quitting your job. You still got to chop wood and carry water. Or it might mean that. But whatever it means, you change around how you conceive of it. But before we do that, we got to get to this. What is this? What is this form? And what does it mean to be a human being? See, if you were supposed to be a human doing, you know, I mean, that's what you'd have been called. We'd have come up with that over the years. We'd have said, well, you can't talk to me. I am a human doing, and you have no right to talk to me like that. But you see, that never happened, all right? And it didn't happen for a reason, because you are a being. You're not a doing, all right? And it is that part of you that I want to address. You have to understand that you have to be able to stand in back of yourself and watch your form, which is the package that houses you. And 99% of who you are is not the package. It's the thought. And then you understand that you are divine enough to ask and important enough to receive. You are divine enough because you are connected, not through form, but through whatever it is that means to go beyond form. What is the prefix that means to go beyond form? What is it? We've got it in our language. We have to stay with language. The prefix that means to go beyond in our language is trans. To go beyond, to go past, to go above, trans form. And the connector along with the suffix that means the experience or the result of is shun in our language. Translation, the experience or result of going beyond one's form. Transformation. The ability to go beyond your form and to know that that is not you. You can't age a thought. You can't store a thought. You are thought. So now what we've established is that everything that's ever happened to you up until this moment is all thought. Okay? Now we're going to leave the microscope. We're going to the telescope. What I want you to do is imagine everything that's ever going to happen to you from this moment until you leave your form. And tell me, what dimension is that in? It's all thought, isn't it? The past is all thought. The future's all thought. Okay? Now all we have left is now. All right? The working unit of your life. Now, let's try to get a hold of that. Here's one. Whoop. Oh, here it is. Whoop. Whoop. Here it is. Ah, damn. There's not even a now. As soon as you get a hold of it, you're in another one, aren't you? There's not even a now. Even the now is all thought. Everybody you know, everything you've ever done, everything you ever will do, it's all thought for you. And you're concerned about whether you're going to get a wrinkle? Can you wrinkle a thought? Can you age a thought?